just a matter of a way of saying it, we are all connected to the source. Another way is we are all the source. And the more you've completed in your life, the more that's in balance, then if you contact the source, it slides through with as little human contamination as possible. So if there are things that are not taken care of, even if a psychic gets in touch with that level, as the information comes through, in order for it to be translated into our dimension, our language, it has to use the information that's there. So the more stuff that the translator has, the more distorted is the purity from the source. And we can see that in different levels of people when they're public speakers or they're sharing or teachers and gurus. If you listen very carefully, you will pick up where they still have stuff. So when the source comes through, it gets contaminated. And that's what I see with spirituality. A Buddhist contaminates it, gets in the way, colours it. Saffron. It colours it. That priest, Anthony de Mello, to me, I don't remember clearly now, but there was nothing there in the way with him. It was as though the source just flowed through him, uncontaminated. And I can't remember exactly, but I think I get that with Anita Muraji or Muji. I think I get that with her as well. She's ordinary. Just ordinary. And I can't think who else, but just no stuff. So when the person has had all their experiences and balanced it, when they get in touch with, and then here we go, is it the source, is it themselves, is it the higher selves, is it their guides? When they get in touch with the source, it just flows through as uncontaminated as possible, as sweetly, as ordinary, as simply as possible. But again, if the stuff there that where the person still feels insecure and they need money, they're insecure and they need to be worshipped or seen as somebody special, they're selling a story, they're latching on to somebody else's delivery process, like a Buddhist, or latching on to it, then it contaminates somebody who has reached that point in their lives where they've done everything, they've been everywhere, they've met everyone, and they don't need anything anymore. They're ready to go anytime. They're not looking to go and they're not looking to stay. They're as balanced as it can possibly be. Which again, as I translate, people like Lao Tzu, that's the energy I get from him and Babaji, and that it's not spiritual. It's not contaminated in any way. It's just as it is. Obvious. Ordinary. So if there's still stuff in the way that needs to be done, needs to be done. And the more total you are in whatever you're doing, the quicker and the more easily it gets balanced. And then, and then, and then, and it just gets better and better.